JJC. Jerry, long time no here. I was asking Dave about you the other day. Dave. Anyway, she was over here visiting, and we was wondering about you. And I got a couple of questions to ask you, too.
I just haven't been on there recently. I've been busy in the mornings when we usually get on, and in the afternoons I've been tied up with some other stuff. And I just haven't been on much at all the last couple of weeks, as a matter of fact. But I appreciate you thinking about me. But I've tried to get on a time or two, but we've been kind of busy with other things going on, grandkids back in school and that sort of thing. And Lynn's making some more masks now since everybody's got to start wearing masks again in school. So she's been busy with that, and I've been trying to help get around to find the material and the elastic and so forth. You and Bernice doing okay, I hope?
Yes, sir, we are. And I don't know if I ID'd or not. N0TR, I was on the computer here, and I just reached over and grabbed the mic. Jerry, I sent an email the other day, and I accidentally put in, I think, one letter wrong. So I got a pencil and pen here. I got JBINC@live.com, but I put in SC, and the old boy come back in big letters and said, wrong address. Could you give that to me?
JBINC@live.com is one of my email addresses, but the one I get faster, when it pops up more often for me, it notifies me faster, is the JBINC@gmail.com. But that live address with the C in it is correct. I'm not sure who sent anything back to you, but it wasn't me.
JBINC, Juliet Bravo, India, November, Sierra, Charlie, @gmail.com, QSL.
Yeah, like I said, that other address is one I use for other things. I think I may have put it on the QRZ, but it doesn't notify me. It doesn't do any pop-up notifications like the Gmail address is, and that's one I commonly use for communication. The other one I use is for other things. So I'm not sure whoever the guy was, but anyway, my other email address is correct too, but the Gmail address is the one I use most of the time, and if you send something to me via that, I'll get it. I always check my spam box too, but generally I don't have, it doesn't identify, a regular email address as spam anyway. I usually just put it in there if it needs it. But that address is good for me.
Okay, so it's all small letters. I put a capital G, but I think it's small. Yeah, mine's the Gmail address. I know you got. Well, just in case, give me your phone number, and I'll put it down below it there, Jerry. And if you need either one of mine, I'll give it to you here.
My number's 864-642-7359. You can text as well on that number. That's my iPhone. That's my iPhone number. We have another number we use as a home number, but that's my personal phone number.
I got it. And I think you got both of mine, don't you? If you don't, I'll give them to you here. But I wanted to call and see how he's doing, because he's kind of under the weather the other day, and we've been missing you. And, I don't know why I got JBQ's call in my head. I can't get it out and get Dave's right, but I'm sitting here with a new computer, and I'll go down and enter that into my other computer I'll put it in my phone, because this one has Gmail, and It's just confusing the heck out of me right now. I don't know how to use it yet, because I've always used Outlook. It comes in through Gmail, but it goes to Outlook, and that's where all my folders are and all of that stuff, and this has really got me mixed up here, because I'm stupid on these things. And the kids are busy. They don't have time to mess with me, but Amy did come up and spend a little bit of time with me on it. And she says, Google everything, Dad. Anything you want to know, Google knows. So that's what I'll do. It just makes me nervous, Jerry. Have you heard Dave on this morning?
And I heard you talking to somebody yesterday afternoon when all this weather was coming through, and it sounded like somebody was using a frequency on some other type of radio or something, maybe one of those Chinese rigs, but it sounded like that's whatever was happening, it was messing up the repeater. I guess it was yesterday. And when the weather got real bad, I heard you on a time or two, and just whenever you dropped out, that some other chatter came on, and I don't know where that was. I don't think it's any hams on there. I think it's just somebody just QRM in the frequency.
Actually, no. And I've never had a definitive answer. But what it was a telephone conversation of two ladies talking, and they must have talked for an hour. We could talk over them, but it definitely was a telephone conversation, Jerry. Never did hear that before over this repeater, and I don't know. I just have no idea what caused it, because they're on 900 megacycles, I think 800, somewhere up in that area. So I don't know how the heck it was getting down to 146. This is N0TR.
Okay, so that's what it sounded like. That was getting down there. Somebody had recorded it and just keyed it up, and we do have some QRM on this repeater every once in a while, but it sounds like somebody just keyed it up and had it on recording or something. I'm not sure what the deal was on it, but it was a full duplex conversation. I mean, you heard both sides of it, and that's what was confusing to me. I thought something might be just doing something, just playing recording for the heck of it. Who knows, especially all the stuff with with people they record over the phone now and then transmit it via some other means. There's no telling where that thing came from. And it's kind of at an inopportune time as well with all the weather going on.
I agree it could have been, but I don't think so. I think it was actually getting into the repeater, and it sounded like two black ladies talking, and then later on, another lady come in on there. She didn't have quite the accent, so I assumed she was Caucasian, and I just shut it off. But they were nothing vile or bad or anything about it. It was just a normal conversation between a couple of ladies, and I've never heard that happen on the repeater before. At any rate, it could have been atmospherics, weather, I don't know. We got a toad soaker here, Jerry. We got 3.5 inches of rain.
Earlier in the day, and then it cleared up yesterday afternoon, the sun came out about the time you guys were really getting the brunt of it, I think. It already passed through here. I was kind of surprised, but I was out yesterday in it for a little bit, and I had to stay in the car. It was raining so hard, but it rained really hard for about like 10 minutes, maybe. It just cleared up, it blew over. But earlier it had been raining steady. It just hadn't been raining quite as hard as it was at one burst there. But I've been a little more cautious. It wasn't anything to really be concerned about, but when something like that happens to you, you have to think, I don't need to be doing anything wrong or anything like that with it, but I really haven't had any trouble since then that I can recall. So I'm actually sleeping a little better. I don't know if it's good or bad.
Better last night. I guess because the front went through. I don't know, Jerry. But it's already yucky out there today. I went down to Staples, Bernice and I did, and we went to Lowe's and got one of those things for the toilet stool that tells you how far to fill up. We replaced one the other day in the master bathroom. This one's in the other bathroom. And it's a lot more crowded there. I can't get down to do it. I get leg cramps instantly, but Bernice says she can, so she's a farmer, Jerry, and as you well know, farmers can do anything.
Put the mind to. Yeah, I have a problem when I get down like that, get back up again, I get kind of dizzy. My doctor, he's been my doctor over 40 years, I guess. He said, I told him one time several years ago, I said, well, when I squat down and come and get back up, he said, I get dizzy. He said, well, don't do that.
N0TR. Well, later in the afternoon, it cleared up, and I had a conversation with a friend of mine that was coming back from a DAV convention, and of course, he went down there without being vaccinated, and I'm sure he wasn't wearing a mask, and yada, 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 and I feel real bad for him that he got it and was sick, but what you sow, so shall you reap, you know, and I asked him if he's going to get the shot. No, it's a genetic modifying, yada, yada, yada. Well, there's no arguing with him, and I won't say who it was, but I noticed there was 1,000 doctors signed a petition there yesterday, or a couple days ago, saying that they recommended getting the shot, and I think they were kind of hoping for the younger generation, I don't know, but I did read a while ago on the computer that they're definitely talking about giving us a booster, which doesn't surprise me. You got to get a booster for the flu vaccine, and that's coming up pretty quick, and I'll be the first in line to go get it, I'll tell you.
Elaine just said this morning, she said, I'm definitely going to get it when I can get it. I said, well, I am too. We didn't have any adverse side effects from it. We got the Moderna, and as soon as it becomes available to us, we're going to go ahead and get the booster as well. And of course, everybody in the family, except two grandchildren, got the Moderna in both vaccines, and we've all been doing pretty well so far. And yeah, the kids, my grandson's only 9, my granddaughter's 11, so we'll just see when they get around to doing them, but they have not had any issues so far at all. They've been through summer school, and of course they both went back to school yesterday, but my daughter's really afraid they're going to go ahead and shut down and do distance learning again, which is going to put both of them at a disadvantage since they both work, and we just can't go over there every day and stay with them all day long, that sort of thing. We can help out, but it's just too much for us to drive back and forth to Greenville every day, especially when it gets dark earlier in the day. But we'll do what we can to help out. We always have. So, like I said, I've been listening every once in a while, but I can't seem to get on here when you guys have been on, and we've been doing some stuff here around the house, and I've been busy hauling around trying to find some mass material and get stock up on some more supplies prior to the next great shortages.
This is N0TR. Well, I just catch people if I happen to be in the kitchen here or downstairs, and like today, it's 90 degrees out there, and the heat index is 98 with 57% humidity. It's just horrid out there. So the only time I go out and feed the chickens after a while, and make sure they're watered, and clean up a little if necessary, and get the eggs. But yeah, we're back to wearing our masks with this variant. The bad part is these people, they get this COVID, and then, for example, travel from one state to another, and they come back. Well, they get over it, and they think they're protected. Well, they are for about 90 days from what I've seen, and you hear everything. But then they can be asymptomatic carriers and give it to other people, so it keeps on going, and then it causes mutations also. So it's just until they get everybody convinced and mass vaccinated, I don't think there's ever be an end to it, Jerry. This guy happened to say that, oh, I'm waiting on the real vaccine from Nebraska. Well, I've never heard of it, but maybe there is. But nothing I've read said anything about a vaccine from Nebraska. And God bless them if there is, and that'll convince people. Go get it. But this, I had the Pfizer, and so did Bernice. We didn't have any reaction from it. And they didn't ask in the military if you wanted a shot. You just lined up and went and got it, and that's the way it needs to be, but it ain't. But until I do that, there ain't no end to it, I don't think. I don't know what to say, but we just go out as very little as we can again. And, of course, you got to go out some. And do the best we can to protect us and others by getting the vaccine and to kind of feel like it's our duty to get it to help protect others, if nothing else. But, c'est la vie. Well, I'm glad to hear you're doing all right. And we are too, except got a little too much rain there. That's about it, Jerry.
W2T Mobile again. Tom again. Well, spent all my money at the grocery store, so now I gotta go home. Go ahead, Jerry.
I don't have any cart fulls you got, but it doesn't take much to spend all your money at the grocery store these days. Everything's that inflation that nobody's talking about just keeps eating away at it. It always does. But time we're still going out, you know, every once in a while. We've been out to eat a time or two, but we don't go to these places on the interstate because they have so much travel back and forth, you know, people stopping off. We go to some couple of local places we go to. It's kind of off the beaten trail we'll go to, but we're kind of staying away from the ones on the interstate. And, of course, all the kids are back in school at Clemson. It was like a plague of locusts Monday, Sunday, and yesterday. Sunday and Monday, they just taking over Sam's and Walmart here just up the road from us.
See if I got it. The Walmart down here in Greer was just a dump. A few days ago when we went down there, it looked like there'd been a tornado through the store. The shelves were empty. Stuff was scattered all over. Nothing was faced up. Just the outhouse of the country. But then we went down to Taylor's, and it's right nice. It really is. But that one in Greer, I don't know. I don't like going there at night, for one thing. But the one in Taylor's is a heck of a lot nicer store, and the one down on Pelham's a very nice store. But, Rusty, you headed for home, or what's up? This is Gerald T.R.
Back for home. Now, I wandered around out here enough. I got rid of all that sound equipment out of the back of my car, so it's now back at the church, and I had to do almost rearrange the entire storage room over there. We're supposed to have so much space, and they've got a band or something that performs on Sunday, or I don't know what, but they've got all these music stands and drums and everything else all in there in the way and trying to get our stuff in. We're supposed to have three shelves. We're lucky we've got a shelf and a half right now. We had three shelves in the other closet we had. We had put them up ourselves, and then they give us about 1.5 shelves on this one, and it doesn't have enough room for all of our stuff. So they're back taking it over, so I don't know. But I need to get that stuff out of my house. I was glad to do it. So I did that, and I got my ears lowered today, and went out and picked up some screws up at and some weed killer up at Lowe's this morning, and got two of the Publix carry bags full of groceries, and now I'm headed to the house, and got a net to call tonight at 10 o'clock, so I'll take care of that. And then Friday, I'm going to be on the road. I'm going to leave nice middle of the day, give myself plenty of time to make that trip to Raleigh. Says it should take me 4 hours and 15 minutes, 248 miles. But I'm going to fool them. I'm not going to go up 85. I'm going to take Highway 29, go through Spartanburg, through Cowpens, through Gaffney, all the way up to Blacksburg, and then get on 85 up there. And then I'll go across the state line in about 10 minutes after that. So that way I'm going to avoid that. But, you know, that's what I got to do. Go ahead, Jerry.
Be going to Raleigh. Last time I was there was years ago for a ham fest, and that's the longest I lived in Rock Hill, and it seemed like it still took 4 hours even from Rock Hill. So it was just a terrible long drive. And luckily, I had a brother I went to school up there, so I had some friends up there too, so I knew the way, I knew the back roads, and it still took 3 or so hours to go up there, and it was a one day ham fest. I bet there weren't 50 people. That was the biggest waste of time I ever made.
There once, and it's been so long ago that I don't even remember. Anyways, Bernice was asking me, well, we're just sitting there eating some watermelon, Rusty. Go ahead, N02.
So that left in the container in my fridge at home. I bought me a container of cut watermelon the other day. And it lasts me for a while, and I'll finish it up probably this afternoon or something. But, yeah, it's been years since I made a trip up that far. I had to go up to Research Triangle Park area, RTP, one time years ago. And I haven't made that trip in a long while, but and I'm going to make it by myself. But go up, stay at the hotel up on Friday night, and then it's about 18 minutes from where the hotel is to where I've got my meeting. And I'll be there. Meeting starts at 9, then the second meeting starts at 10 and runs to 11:30 or 12, and then they'll have lunch up there, and then we'll have another gathering and I have another presentation to make at about 2 o'clock, and then shortly after that, I'm going to be on the road back to the house, because one night away up there for something like that is enough, and particularly when I'm doing the drive. W2 T-Mobile. Go ahead, Jerry.
I went to a couple of football games back in early 80s up there, and it's a stadium there. I can't remember whatever it is. I can't remember the stadium now. But I went to a couple of football games up there. And we had some when I was in textile business. We had some conferences up there at the NC State Textile School. It's probably been at least 30 years, I guess, since I've been up here. And the ham fest kind of coincided with something else up there once. And it's almost in a parking lot or something. It wasn't worth going to. But it's a nice area up there. I'm sure it's grown a lot since I've been up here. But it was just a long, long, long drive. But I tell you, the one thing I did enjoy when I went up there, Rusty, was eating at the Angus Barn. That was one of the best steakhouses I've ever eaten in. I think it's still just as good now as it was 30 years ago. Go ahead, Tom.
This is N0TR. Well, guys, I got to run, but it's been my pleasure, and really enjoy it, and I'll talk to you down the line. Got something I got to go do. My W2T to take it. This is N0TR, clear.
473, N4DJC.
WA, mobile. Flying around through today, Steve.
And poor WRO.
Remember the movie Blazing Saddles?
Yeah.
Remember Mel Brooks as the governor?
Well.
Remember when, I believe it was Harvey Keitel came over and put a bunch of papers in front of him to sign and he couldn't even see them and complained, all I do is work, 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 work. Well, that's what I'm doing. Work, 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 work. I'm taking a load of new equipment down to Spartanburg. And then I get to install it on Monday, but at least it'll be out of my warehouse and I'll have about 288 square feet back.
Well, good. Somebody's got to keep pouring money into my Social Security check.
Not me, man.
It's over there at the house yesterday.
You know, I put up that new antenna up there, up on top of my 50-foot tower at Mosley.
Yeah.
Gust to 50, wind at about 30, and it danced around a little bit. But beyond that, shoot, man, I've seen wind steady at 64 at the house and didn't bother anything, so I'm glad I didn't get anything above that.
Wow. Yeah, you're talking about that last line that came through?
All we caught was the edge of it. We caught kind of a gap in it as it came through, but it was still enough to give us about a 15 or 20 minute whiteout.
Wow. Yeah, it went through us, and then it got bad. It wasn't bad here at all. I think the highest we had was just a little over 20 on the weather station. I got out there at the shop, and, you know, it poured down rain for about 15 minutes, but we got less than 2 inches of rain here.
Well, I'm supposed to be going up to look at a piece of property up on Nancy Mountain over the weekend, but it's kind of remote back in there, and a friend of mine has a place up there, sent me some pictures. They had a small landslide that absolutely blocked everything off, and you didn't get in and out of there for about 6 or 7 hours until the residents long got in there and cleared it out.
Something's got a ton of rain. I've seen some video of a lot of flooding, a lot of creeks and stuff, you know, just blasting down through there. They got a lot more rain up there in the mountains than we did.
My friend is in 2 hours, and that was just south of Roslyn. And as far as I'm concerned, that is just too much water too quick. I mean, it's like, it's up there in those mountains, that's like flushing a boat, man. You get that much water moving that fast, and this will take some stuff with it.
Oh, yeah. Where are you at? You're starting to get a little popcorn in there.
Better real quick here. I'm on Asheville Highway, 178, over here in Inman. And I'm coming into the town of Inman on the north side and fixing to go out, go down. Let's see, which way will I go in? No, I'll go in 585, straight down 585 to get into Spartanburg. Listen, I know that you're just chomping at the bit. You're envious. So why don't you come on over and join me?
No.
Due consideration, you know, more than half a second.
Yeah, right. Oh, by the way, I've seen Hong Kong pop up the last 2 days in the mornings. They can't hear me, but I've seen them pop up.
Are they coming up on QRZ, or are they coming up on DX Summit, or are they coming up on N3FJP? No, you're using, what is that other one? What is that big one?
No, they're coming up on FT8 on WSJTX.
Ew, what time of day are they doing this?
I guess both days it was around 8, 8:30, something like that.
Okay, that makes sense. difference, because the day that I got to the center of that pileup, it was around 7 o'clock, 7:30, and yeah, that makes sense. Well, now see, you know what you're doing, don't you? You're motivating me to get out there in the morning at about 7 o'clock and see if I can hit Hong Kong.
Somebody needs to motivate you.
I like to sleep late.
I just dropped this down to low power. Does that make any difference?
Not on my end. You're hitting the repeater full power. Full quieting.
Yeah, I just noticed it was on 10 watts, so I just dropped it back down to 5.
Keen line of sight.
Actually, I'm sitting down in a hole over here.
Well, all right. Oh, man, as soon as I get this done, I got my airplane back. They just up and sent me a new one. I had a E-Flight. Turbo Timber, it looks like a, it's real small, and it's for closed-in flying, and I got it the first time, and I made one flight around, and landed, and then went to make another flight, and the daggone elevator servo had gone out. Well, sent it back to them today, boys, this is going to be under warranty. Well, yeah, they warranted it all right. They just sent back to me the board was bad, you know, the receiver, and sent me a new one. So I got to go back and do final assembly again on that thing, see if I can get an airplane that'll fly.
Jarl, yeah, it was probably cheaper for them to just send you a new one than try to repair one.
It is a cheap little airplane. It's a little tiny. I think the wingspan is like 28, 29 inches. And, you know, it's close-in flying, like, right around my house. So, anyhow, it ought to be fun if this one will work.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
Spirits left over from Fred. Sounded like gas on the air. Oh, well. Anyhow, so, yeah, I'm going to go home after being out in the sun and getting this equipment into this building. And I'm going to go sit in the hair conditioning and cool my two hairs I have left off.
Yeah. Did you hear that bizarre stuff that was going on this repeater yesterday? Those two gals talking. I heard Tom just talking about it a little while ago. I heard it when I was monitoring Skywarn, and I was saying, what in the world is that? It was just a normal conversation. I don't remember what it was, but it was like a telephone call bleeding over. Or, you know, it was bizarre. It was driving the repeater nuts. Ah, cordless phone got into it.
Yeah, there's some analog cordless phone frequencies at around 49 megahertz. 2 meters is more or less a multiple of that. It could have gotten in there. And there's another band at 900 megahertz and another at 2400. A lot of that's digital. It couldn't be digital. There's no way it's digital mobile phone because that's digital. You know, you wouldn't. So that's the only analog signal I can think of that might be almost you can pick up with the repeater.
But it went on for quite a while.
Well, there is something else that it could be. There is a repeater within a couple of hundred miles of us that's on the same frequency, and occasionally, once or twice, I have heard conversations where their repeater kind of pops in with ours.
Patch thing that does that, because that's the only other possibility. This repeater has phone patch too, but that wasn't what you heard. Yeah, I was listening to Tom explain that. I don't really know what you heard.
We're a kind of like skip, and it's not actually going through our repeater. It's their repeater hitting like a little bit of skip that comes over across to us.
What this
was, Steve. This was like somebody had an open mic.
Although they've always refused to put one on the input, which would basically eliminate all those problems. So if the mobile unit is picking up a repeater from two states away, I think there's an 88.5 tone on the output of this repeater. So set your coded 12 thing for that, and that'll eliminate that. And, you know, the other possibility is their mobile unit's trying to reach our repeater. If you would ever put a tone on the input, that would eliminate that problem.
We'll have a tone on this one.
As I said, at least you could. I think it's 88.5. Ask W4DJW, he's the repeater guy. But, because I have that on this radio and probably most of the other radios. But yeah, a tone on the input would be useful because that would eliminate, you know, the problem where your mobile units are coming into my repeater or the other way around.
Well, either way, hey, Bill, you know it is all Glenn's fault.
I was plugging in the driveway and I just thought I'd mention that. Because I was trying to figure out what would you be hearing on the input of 2 meters from a cordless phone. And you will hear both sides of the conversation. Because on the one channel you'll hear, you know how in a regular landline phone you have that talkback thing. So that's all I could think it might have been. But anyway, let me get out of here and I'll talk to you both later. This is KD2BNG and we'll see you in a bit.
See you later.
Take it easy, Glenn. And then just in the meantime, just leave the repeater alone. Have a good day. Oh, so now we've been educated, Bill.
Like what I said, it sounded like, you know, two gals having a conversation in the kitchen with a stuck mic open.
Any drop between one conversation and the other person starting up?
I don't remember. I only listened to it a couple minutes and switched to another frequency.
I'm sorry, I missed out. I must have been working again. Oh, dang, I'm sorry for using that four-letter word again.
Yep. That's all right. Like I said, you know, somebody still needs to keep pouring money into that bucket.
After this month, I tell you what, after this month, I think that's going to be the drawdown finale. I'm just going to do a little bit of calibration work here and there and maybe some repair and... That's going to be about it. There ain't going to be no more of this hoofing tonnage around. I'm going to sit back, take it easy, and watch the rest of them go at it.
And poor WRO. Yep, that's the way to do it.
Guy's name? The band was Dire Straits. Do you remember?
No, I don't remember anything like that.
He sang a song about money for nothing, then you kicked it for free. Oh.
Hey.
Hey, Wes, this poor guy, I was at my fab shop this morning, or not my fab shop, but a friend of mine's metal fab shop this morning, finishing up the base of my new tower, and this young guy is in there, and his lineage is Scandinavian, and, you know, he's not but about, you know, 20, 25 years old, and I forget what his name was, and, no, I remember now, it was Stefan, like my name, Stephen, his name was Stefan, or something like that, and a guy that owns the shop, he was friends with him, and said, well, just be glad your name ain't Sue.
Exactly.
He had no clue as to what we were talking about. We had to explain it to him.
Yeah, I'm quite sure he didn't know, understand what it was.
Here, but his parents came over in about 1985 or something like that. And anyhow, he's born here. He's U.S. citizen. He knows, you know, he's American all the way through, but he had no idea with the age difference anything about Johnny Cash and a boy named Sue.
Exactly. All right, let me let you go. I'm going to run in here real quick and get another cup of coffee. I'm about ready to... My nicotine level, or not nicotine, caffeine level, light, warning light is going off.
What's that, bro? I tell you what, we're going to have to get together for lunch someday when I'm over that way. Go get a hot dog or something. Go hit skin. You have a good afternoon, Bill. Take it easy. K-N-4, VWA. I'm clear.
All right, bud. We'll catch you later. Drive safe out there. N-4-W-R-O.